We begin the current daf mesach. This time is daf chavav. We begin on the seventh line down at the top of the yamid. But the Gemara continues with the next parak, the fourth parak mesach. This time is parak b'shleisha prakim. So the parak segues from the discussion of the previous parakim, which talks about different halachas that relate to different days when there are tanais and when they fast. So the Mishnah tells us b'shleisha prakim hashana, three times during a year, kahanim nisnis kapayim, the kahanim do nisis kapayim, which is what we call birchas kahanim. Arba pambayim, four times during the day, they are b'shachris, by tefillas shachris, b'musav, by tefillas musav, b'mincha, b'neilas nasharim, and by the time of the closing of the gates, where Rashi brings from the Yerushalmi and Brachas, that says, what closing are we talking about? Some say it's a reference to the closing of the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, and some say it's a reference to the closing of the gates of heaven, where they do it towards evening time when there's the closure of the tefillas. Now, the minig was that when they would daven, they would say Ne'ilah by older Tanesim, the way we say Ne'ilah by Yom Kippurim, they would have it by older Tanesim. So therefore, these are the four tefillahs that they say on these three periods. And the Siyas Kapayim is said on all these four tefillahs. They are B'tanias, by fast, by Mamadis, and as the Mishnah will explain what Mamadis are, and they would fast at those periods too. Or Yom Kippurim and Yom Kippurim. So the Mishnah tells Elohein Mamadis. These are the stations, the Mamadis, that they would fast. And when they would daven in their cities, that the karbanos that are being brought for the Jewish people should be miskabel with the ratzon from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the karbanos of all the Jewish people. That is lefisha nem, like it says in the pasuk in Bamidbar. It says, Tzavas b'nei Yisrael, Hashem says, command the Jewish people, as karban lachmi, regarding my karban, my food, where the karban tumid is brought from the shkolim of all the Jewish people. Now, you can't have all the Jewish people standing on the karban. But however, how is it possible for the carbon of a person to be brought? And that he's not standing on top of the carbon. And therefore, there had to be an appointment of certain individuals to represent the Jewish people to stand in the place of the Jewish people. And hence, the earlier in prophets, in reference to Shmuel HaNavi and David HaMelech, as the Gemara will explain, they instituted 24 different groupings of Kahanim, which that was instituted by Shmuel and David. Now, kol mishmar, correlating to every single group of Kahanim, hayimamid b'Yerushalayim, there was also a station of people in Yerushalayim who were established to be in their cities and to be standing on the carbon of the brothers. Now, shal Kahanim, shal Levim, shal Yisraelim, now this was a composite of Kahanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. Higiyah zman ha-mishmar lalas, when it reached the time of that mishmar to go up for their week, so Kahanim, b'Levim, then you had the Kahanim, Levim of that mishmar. They would be Oil Mishalayim. They would go up to Yerushalayim because Kahanim had to do the Avodah, and Levim had to go ahead and sing their songs. Now, from all the Mamadis, they were established in Yerushalayim to stand on the carbon of their brothers. Now, you also had the Yisrael, you had the rest of the Yisraelim, Shabbos and Mishma that was in that group, they would be Miskansa Larei, and they would go into their cities, and they would daven for the carbon of their brothers, that Hashem should be appeased by the carbonus, and they would fast, and they would take out a Sefer Torah on the days of their fasting. And they would read from the acts of creation, which is in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, as Yimor will explain the reason for this. Now, some have the gears of the following sentences. Now, the people of the Maimid, they would fast 4 days out of the week, would be Miyayim Beis B'ad Yom Chamishi, from Monday to Thursday. However, they wouldn't fast on Friday because of the honor of Shabbos. You don't want to come into Shabbos all hungered out. Neither would they fast on Sunday, so that they shouldn't go out from a day of pleasure and rest, which is Shabbos, straightly to a day of turmoil, of fasting, of exertion, and they're going to die because they're going to go straight from the delicacies of Shabbos to the fasting of Sunday, and hence they would only fast from Monday to Thursday. Now the Mishnah explains to us exactly as we said that they would read from Ma'aseh Bereishis. So Vayayim HaRishon, on the first day of the week on Sunday, they would read from Bereishis and Vayihi Rikia. Now, that means they would say there was the 6 days of creation. So on the first day, which correlates to the first day, they would read that of the Maisa of Bereishis, which was the first day where it says Bereishis. But they would also read Vayihi Rikia, which is from the second day of creation, which then there would be the separation of the upper waters and the lower waters to make the firmament. And the reason is because the Parasha Bereishis, which correlates to the first day of creation, doesn't have 9 psukim, and it's necessary to have the Kohen Levi Yisrael. Each one has to have 3 psukim, And since it's not enough, they have to, so to speak, borrow and read from the second day. And that's what applies to all the days, as we're going to see. B'sheini, on the second day, on Monday, they would read Yehi Rakia, which that was the act of creation of the second day. And also B'yikav HaMayim, that the water should gather, which was from the third day. B'shlishi, on Tuesday, Yikav HaMayim, they would read from that day, which was the gathering of the water, that the land became visible. And B'yihi Ma'ariv, and then of the next day, of that there should be the lights, which are the celestial bodies. B'rivi, on Wednesday, they would read from that day Yehi Ma'ariv, which was the creation of the sun and the moon and all the stars. And then on the next day, B'yishutzu HaMayim, that there should be the different things in the water, that those different insects. B'chamishi, on Thursday, Yishutzu HaMayim, which was the creation of that day. And then on the next day, B'tetzi Arts, that the earth should bring forth all the vegetation. B'shishi, on the sixth day, was B'tetzi Arts. And B'yichul HaShemayim, of the next day of going into Shabbos. And that's because, as we explained before, the parasha of Tetzi Aretz of the sixth day of Friday only has 8 psukim, and therefore it's not enough. You have to have at least 9. Therefore, they have to say Vayichulu, which was that of Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah explains to us that parasha Gedolah, as we said, that there's really 2 parashas of every single day. It had that day and the next days afterwards because it didn't have enough for 9 psukim. So the larger parasha of these 2 parashas that would be for the 3 people that would get aliyahs, that would be in shul on that day, that would be split up into 2 people, and the smaller one of the 2 would be read by 1 person because there were 3 people to get aliyah. So for example, let's say the first parasha of the first day of Sunday, which would be Bereishis. So there's 5 psukim. That would be split up into 2 people, as the Gemara will explain exactly how that was done if that was 5 psukim. And then Yehi Rakia, which has less, was read by 1 person. Let's say regarding Monday, so Yehi Rakia, which was the smaller one, would be read with 1 person. And then Yikav HaMayim, which was from the following days, which was the second one, that had 5 psukim, that was read by 2 people. And let's say by Tuesday, which Yikavu was read by 1 person, which only has 5 psukim. And then Vehi Ma'ariv, which is the larger one, would be read by 2, because again it has 6 psukim, which could be 3 and 3. Now this was done, the Mishnah tells us, B'shachar and by Musaf, that by those 2 tefillahs, they would lane these parashas. However, by mincha time, then they would come into shul, and they would say it by heart, every single person themselves, kikurin shema, how you would say shema, where you just say it by yourself, and you say it by heart. Erev Shabbos b'mincha, lohayach nechnasen. However, Erev Shabbos, by mincha time, although then we said they would come in and they would say it by heart, they wouldn't read it from the Sefer Torah. However, on Friday afternoon, they would not come in to say those parashas. They covered our Shabbos because the honor of Shabbos that they had to prepare. Moreover, the Mishnah tells us that kol yom sheyesh behal, any day that had hal, ein maimed b'shachris, then there was no maimed, they didn't come together to lay in the parashas in the morning. And that's a reference to those that were in Yerushalayim, where they would not daven for the korban of their brothers, meaning all the korbanos that brought, if it was a day that had hal. And that's because they didn't have time to do their maimed, because they're reading hal. And because of the hal, that pushed away the halacha of doing the maimed in the morning. Karban Musaf, if it was a day that a Karban Musaf was being brought, that is in reference again to those in Yerushalayim, then in B'Ne'ilah, then they wouldn't do a maimed by the tefillah of Ne'ilah in Yerushalayim. And as Rashi explains, for sure they didn't do it by Mincha, which is closer to the Musaf. And again, the reason here is because they were preoccupied with the Karban Musaf, that they had to bring the behemoths, which were much more than the Karban Tamid, which was just 1 Karban. Now, you don't have a Karban Musaf that's not less than at least 2 animals. And therefore, they didn't have time at all. And that's because from the composite of who's part of the Ma'amadas, the Kahanim of the Maimed, they were busy with the actual bringing of the Karban Musaf. And the Yisraelim, they were busy with chopping wood and drawing water. And therefore, it pushed away not only the Mincha, which is after the time of Musaf, when they're all busy with the Musaf during the afternoon, but even as late as the Karban Ne'ilah. Karban Eitzim, when there would be a day when the Karban Eitzim would be brought, as the Gemara later on explained, for example, one of these 9 designated times, which was a time, a day, that they would bring a Karban of what's called Eitzim. So even if there was no Musaf, but Ein B'Mincha, then they wouldn't have the Maimed by Mincha time, again, because of the Karban of the Eitzim, because that takes precedence before, and that's being done before time of Mincha, and therefore that takes precedence over the Maimed, which is right near that. But however, it doesn't go ahead and be Deicha, the Maimed of Ne'ilah. You'll still do that by Ne'ilah to Rebbe Kiva. That's the opinion of Rebbe Kiva. Only Ben Azai said to Rebbe Kiva that, no, Rebbe Shua said it, not like that. He said, to the contrary, he said, Karban Musaf, when the Karban Musaf is being brought, not like you said that there's no Ne'ilah, he said, Ein B'Mincha. And it's not going to be Maimed by Mincha. Karban Eitzim, when there's a Karban Eitzim, which you said that then there's not going to be a maimed mincha. He said actually that ain b'ne'ila, then there's not going to be a maimed by ne'ila, and the Gemara will explain this. And the Mishnah tells us, Achazer b'Kiva li'yishrei n'kibanazei, Kiva retracted his opinion, and he ended up saying over the halacha, like it was just told him in the name of Benazah. Now the Mishnah clarifies for us what we had mentioned in passing regarding when there's a carbon of Eitzim, then there's no either mincha, or as later said by Benazai, there's no maimed of ne'ila. So Mishnah explains to us what this is. Zman atzei kahanim v'ha'am, the designated times of the kahanim and the people who donated wood were tisha. There were these nine distinct times when the kahanim and the people donated wood, and they would bring a carbon that day, and this was even if, let's say, there were many woods that could be used for the maracha, for the pyre that was there on the mizbeach, they were allowed to donate and bring their own woods and the carbon together with that on these nine designated times. And they are Be'echa ben Nisan, the first of Nisan are the Bnei Arach ben Yehuda. Now the reason is because when the people who had gone into exile, into the diaspora, into Babel, into Babylon after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, when they came up in times for the second Beis HaMikdash, these individuals were the first ones to donate. Now specifically the sons of Arach ben Yehuda, they gave right away on the first of Nisan. And they gave enough wood that lasted until the 20th of Tammuz, where at that point in time, Be'asim B'Tammuz were Bnei David. That's when the sons of David, who were there from the Mishpacha of David HaMelech, Ben Yehuda, which means a reference that they're from Shevet Yehuda, that's when they gave the wood. And then until B'chamish B'Av, the 5th of Av, were Bnei Parash Ben Yehuda. And then B'Shiva Bai, on the 7th day, were Bnei Yoynadav Ben Rechav. Then B'Asar Bai, on the 10th day, were Bnei Sna'ab Ben Binyamin. B'chamish Asar Bai, and then on the 15th day, was Bnei Zatu Ben Yehuda. And v'imahem, with them were kahanim, v'leviim, b'chol mishu tov b'shivtei, anyone that didn't know regarding his shevet, u'b'nei goyim v'eli, and regarding those who steal the pestle, u'b'nei koytzei katzis, and those who dry up the different figs that are in the field, which the Gemara will explain exactly what are these titles, these names of stealing the pestle and drying the figs. However, what we're saying is that Sana ben Binyamin and Zasu ben Yehuda and the sons of goyim v'eli and the sons of koytzei katzis, they were all from the same mishpacha. And these individuals would all bring it on this same day. Be'esem Bai, on the 20th day of the month, were B'nei Pachas Mayav Ben Yehuda, and Be'esem Be'el, on the 20th of El, were B'nei Adin Ben Yehuda. And finally, Be'echad B'teves, Shavu B'nei Parishnia, then it came a second time around, was the sons of Parish, which the Gemara will explain why was it that they had these designated times. Now, the Mishnah resumes the discussion I was saying before regarding Mamadis, but specifically regarding this last date that we said of the Atzei Kehanim, Be'echad B'teves, which besides the fact that is, as we said, is the Zman of Carbon of the Eitzim, which we said takes away from our mothers a little bit, but moreover, it's Rish Chodesh, and it's Chanukah, because it starts Chafei Kislev and it goes through Rish Chodesh Teves. Therefore, the Mishnah tells us, L'hoyah by Maimed, there was no Maimed at all on that day. Shehoyah by Hal, because they were busy with Hal, the Carbon Mosim, the Carbon Mosim, and the Carbon Eitzim, as we just said, as the Bnei Parish, and therefore with all that, that didn't allow for at all the mamadis to be done on that day. Mishnah tells Chamisha Dvarim Iris Avasin B'Shiva Asa B'Tamas. There are five misfortunes that happened to the Jewish people on the 17th of Tammuz, and B'Chamisha B'Tisha B'Av, and there were five bad things, calamities that happened on Tisha B'Av on the 9th of Av, as the Mishnah explains. B'Shiva Asa B'Tamas on the 17th of Tammuz. We continue on to Amud Beis. First of all, Nishtar B'Haluchas. That's when the luchos were broken. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down and saw the eagle, he broke the luchos, as Gemara will explain. Ubitel ha-tamed, and then the carbon tamed that's brought every single day was nullified, and that's because the wicked government decreed that they shouldn't be able to bring carbonus anymore on that day. V'huf ka'ir, that's the same day in history that the walls of the city of Yerushalayim were breached. And v'sarfa apostamis is a Torah, and that's the day when apostamis burnt the Torah. And finally, v'hum etzel meheichel, that was the day that Menashe, as the Yerushalmi explains in the Aramaic of the Perek in Yeshaya, that he actually brought an idol into the Heichel of the Beis HaMikdash itself, and that's the five terrible things that happen on Shiva Asa B'Tamas. B'Tishbav, the five bad things that happened on the 9th of Av, were first of all, Nigzar Lavisenu was decreed on our fathers, those from the Der HaMidbar who lived in the time of the 40 years in the desert, Shaliyichnesu La'aretz, that they shouldn't come into Eretz Yisrael, as the Pasuk in Devarim in the beginning says, Im Yir Ish Ba'Nosh Me'ela, if there will be seen one of these men, Hadoy HaRoh HaZeh Sa'aretz, from this wicked generation, the land that they were decreed not to go into Eretz Yisrael. That was in Tisha B'Av. The Charav Habayis Birishayin B'Shnia and the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, both the first Beis Hamikdash and the second one on Tisha B'Av. And Vanilka the Beitar was captured. That was a great city where many Jewish people lived over there. As the Gemara says in Masechtas Gittin, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, that because of a certain incident, Beitar was destroyed. And Nechash HaIr, and on Tisha B'Av also, the city of Yerushalayim was plowed over. It was totally destroyed. So Mishnah tells us, Mishnah Nichnas Av Mamayit Mesimcha. When we enter into Av, so we start diminishing joy. Moreover, Shabbat Shachal Tisha B'Av Lis B'Teicha, the week which Tisha B'Av falls out in that week, then Asim L'Sab Al-Machabes, that's what's known as Shvur Shachal B'Av, then one is not allowed to cut their hair or to wash their clothing. However, but on the Thursday, if let's say Tisha B'Av is on Friday, then Mutar, and then they're allowed to wash their clothing. They cover their Shabbos because of the honor of Shabbos. Erev Tisha B'Av, on the eve of Tisha B'Av, which is what's known as Suda HaMavsekis, right before Tisha B'Av is going to come, which is the last meal, the person should not eat two cooked dishes, let's say meat and fish, or meat with egg on it, or fish with egg on it, as the Gemara says in the Arvei Pesachim. And neither should a person eat meat or drink wine. He says Yishan, a person should deviate, which the Gemara will explain what exactly does that mean. He obligates the turning over the bed on its face, which basically means to say you cannot sleep on your bed. But the Halacha Chacham did not agree that in Tisha B'Av you can't sleep on your bed. Amar Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel says that although we're speaking about Tanesim fast, and that includes the bed, the sad days of Shabbat B'Tamas and Tisha B'Av, however, a few days after Tisha B'Av, he says, L'hayom Tem L'Yisrael, there were no greater days for the Jewish people, K'chamisha As B'Av, O'kei Mekipurim. So although there was the breaking of the Luchas, which on Tisha B'Av, however, we have Yom Kippurim, which ameliorates that, and we have, although the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash on Tisha B'Av, we have Chamish HaSabav that counters that, and that is, why were these 2 days such great days for the Jewish people? That, first of all, Chamish HaSabav and Yom Kippurim are great Yom HaTovim, and moreover, Shebehen B'nais Yerushalayim Yetzis B'Klei Lav and Shulin, on those days, the maidens of Yerushalayim would go out with borrowed white clothing. And that is, they would all borrow clothing, all the girls would borrow from each other, even the wealthy girls. Now the reason why they would borrow, even though they had their own, was that they shouldn't embarrass the girl that doesn't have what to go out with. So everyone's borrowing anyway, so it's not noticeable who doesn't really have. However, all the garments that they would borrow before the girls would put it on had to be immersed in the mikvah, because neither one knows regarding the other girl. Maybe she was in need, then they're going to come tamei. So you have to go out and immerse those clothing. Now, the daughters, the maidens of Jerusalem, would go out and dance in the vineyards. What would they say? So they would say, Bachar, young lad, young boy, pick up your eyes, and look what you're selecting. Now, don't go ahead and place your eyes in beauty. Rather, place your eyes in the family. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Sheker Achein, grace is false, Behevla Yefi, and beauty is vain. Isha, Yiras Hashem, a woman that fears God, he tisal, she's praiseworthy. Vayimah, what does the Pasuk say afterwards? Tinulah mipriyadeha, give to her the fruits of her hands. Vehalu basharim, and then she'll be praised in the gates, maseoth, that's through her actions. Now the Mishnah tells us, v'cheinu emer, so too it says in the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, which tells us about the 2 Yom Tovim, that on those Yom Tovim, the maidens will go out and dance in circles in the vineyards, as it says, Tse'enu u're'enu b'neis tzion, go out and see daughters of Zion, b'melech shleima, which the Drush interpretation means, regarding the king, that the peace is all his, a reference to Hashem, ba'atara she'etu la'imai, with the crown that his mother crowned for him, which is a reference to Knesset Yisrael, who goes ahead and crowns HaKadosh Baruch Hu with what they do, b'yem chasunasai b'yem simchas libai, on the day of his wedding and the day of the rejoicing of his heart. Now, what is that a reference to? That's a reference to our 2 days. B'yem chasunasa, the day of his wedding, Zeman Torah. That's the giving of the Torah, which actually that's Yom Kippurim, as we mentioned, because that's when the second luchas, which is the luchas that we have, because the first luchas were broken, that was Yom Kippurim. B'yem simchas libei, and the day of rejoicing of his heart, Zebinyan Beis HaMikdash. This is the building of the Beis HaMikdash, Sheibana B'mher B'meinu, which should be rebuilt speedily in our days, which again ameliorates Tisha B'Av, which that's a reference to Tu B'Av, which comes a few days after Tisha B'Av, and that's when Tse'enu Re'enu B'nei Tzitzit, and then they would go out and dance, and those were the Yom Tovim in Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah opened up on Amud Aleph, saying Bishleisha Prakim Bashana Kahan Noisnes Kapeim, and three periods of the year, Kahanim go ahead and they do Nesias Kapeim, Birchas Kahanim, during four times in the day, which are the four tefillos. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, two out of the three don't seem applicable, where Tainiyos Umamadis, regarding the public fast and the Mamadis, when they would fast two and daven two, Mika Musav, is there a Musav? There's no Musav on those days. So how can you say it was four times a day? So the Gemara answers, Chasur Mechsav Ochigtani. You're right, that word's missing from our Mishnah, and this is what the Mishnah is supposed to say. Bishleisha Prakim, and three different times during the year, three different periods, Kahanim Nesim Eskapayim Kolz Machim Espalim. Then the Kahanim, they do Nesis Kapayim, they lift up their palms, they do Birchas Kahanim whenever they daven, which is a reference to Shachar's Mincha and Ila. Now, V'yesh Mehen Arba Pambayim, there are, from these time periods, that it will be four times during the day, which is a reference to only the third one, Yom Kippurim, where there is Musav on Yom Kippurim, where then it'll be Shachar's and Musav, Mincha and Ila's Nesham. Now, the Elu Hein, Shleisha Pelakram, and these are the three different periods, Ataniyas, the fast, Mamadis, and the Mamadis, the Yom Kippurim. However, you're right, it's not going to be four in those days, it's going to be three, but it's every tefillah that they have, it's just that they don't have Musav. Now, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Bar Avuha, he says, Zu Divrei Meir, this opinion, which was mentioned in our Mishnah, is the opinion of Rav Meir. Aval Chacham, Oimrim Chacham, they argue, they say, Shachar and Musav Yesh Behen Nesis Kepayim, during these three periods, during Shachas and Musav, then there is Birchas Kahanim. But Mincha and Ne'ilah ain't bad Nesias Kapayim. However, during Mincha and Ne'ilah, then there is no Nesias Kapayim. And that the Gemara is Man Chachamim. That's Rabbi Huda, he detailed, like we learned the Brice of this Machlokes. Shachas and Musav, Mincha and Ne'ilah, Kulon Yeshbar Nesias Kapayim. We say Birchas Kahanim during all four, let's say Yom Kippurim, Devere Meir. Rabbi Huda, Imri says, no, Shachas and Musav, Yeshbar Nesias Kapayim. Says then the first two there are. But Minchas and Ne'ilah ain't bem Nesias Kapayim. The last two, there is no Nesias Kapayim. And Rabbi Yisrael, my third opinion says, Ne'ilah yeshba Nesias Kapayim. Ne'ilah has, Mincha ain't bem Nesias Kapayim, but Mincha does not have. So the Gemara says, B'mayi K'mifli, what is the understanding of this three-way machlekes? So Rabbi Meir Saba, he holds, Kol yayim b'tayim amayi lo'y parashu kehan miyudai b'minchasa. What's the reason why every single day, when we do Nesias Kapayim in the morning, but by Mincha we don't do? That's only Mishum Shechis, because we're concerned about people being intoxicated, and that is every single day that we're concerned that it's common for people to get a little drunk because they already had their afternoon meal. And maybe it's going to last a long time, and they're going to drink a lot, and then the Kahanim are going to get up there to do Nesias Kapayim, and they're going to be drunk. But a Kohen that's intoxicated is forbidden to do Nesias Kapayim. As it says in the Pasuk, Yayim v'sheicher al teish b'vayachim, you can't be drunk when you come to do the Avodah, and Nesias Kapayim is somewhat of an Avodah, as the Gemara will later on explain. Now, however, but today, when it's a fast, or when there's a maimid, like a shechrus, there's no intoxication, because even my mother's day fast, as Gemara will later on explain on the coming Dav, and therefore there's no reason why not to have Nesias Kapayim during Mincha and Ne'ilah, and therefore we have Nesias Kapayim by all tefillahs. Behuda Saber, he holds, Shachrus and Musav, T'chol Yayim Alu Shechich Shechrus, where every day is there's no concern about shikras because no one ate their afternoon meal yet. So like goes over Rabbanan, the Rabbanan did not make a decree, and we always do Nesias Kapayim then. But Mincha and Ne'ilah, they call Yom Shchicha Shechus. However, Mincha and Ne'ilah, which are later on in the day, when then it's common for people to be a little intoxicated, goes over Rabbanan. Then the Rabbanan made a decree, and that is, they said that even on the Tainus, you now go ahead to do Nesias Kapayim because then you might come to do it on other days, where again, then we have the concern about being shikras. Rabbi Yisi Saber, he holds, Mincha de Isa b'chol yayim, Mincha, that's every single day. So Gazab Rabban, yes, there I understand it's applicable to make a gzer, because if we do Mincha today, we might do on those days, and then we're going to run to the problem about shikras. However, Ne'ilah, the less of b'chol yayim, however, Ne'ilah, which you don't have every single day, you only have it on the days when they're fasting, then like Gazab Rabban, the Rabban did not make a decree, because even though it's later in the day, you're not going to ever come to a time of having Ne'ilah when we might have shikras. Now, Amar Rav Yehuda Merav, he says, Halacha kremer halacha falls like kremer, which is that old tefillahs we have Nesias Kapayim, even Mincha and Ne'ilah. Rabbi Yechonam, he says a different version. He says, Nogu ha'am kremer, that the people have already accustomed themselves to follow the halacha like kremer to do by old tefillahs. And Rav Amar, he says a third version of this. He says, Minig kremer, the minig, the custom is like kremer. So the Gemara explains exactly what are these three different terminologies of saying halacha like kremer have in their connotations. So mandam halacha gemer, the one who says that halacha falls a gemer, which means that is the proper halacha, darshina lebepirka. Then we go out and we lecture this in the lectures and that we say halachas are gemir, because we have to say that everyone should do this because that's appropriate halacha. Mandam and minig, the one who says that this is the custom, midrash leidishin. No, we do not expound this in the lecture, but erui marinan. However, if someone comes to ask us, what's the halacha? Although we don't expound it out in public because it's not so clear that the halacha is like him. However, if someone comes to ask us a shayla, then we'll say that that's what he should do. Umanda managu, the one who says that that is how the people have already accustomed them to do it, but that not that that's what the proper minig is, that is the lowest of the three. And that is, that comes to say that although when we say that this is the minig, that that means to say that that's appropriate, here when we say that nagu, it means to say, we don't go ahead and even tell people to do that. But but if someone did it, so after the fact, he did follow an appropriate halachic authority. And we don't make him do it over. But again, if they come to ask us, we say not to do like your mayor and not to go ahead and say and do nesis kapayim during those tefillahs. From Nachman, he says, halacha k'Reb Yosi. He says, he argues on that. Says, actually, halacha falls like Reb Yosi. And the Gemara says on its own, after Rav Nachman said that, and says, and actually, b'halacha k'Reb Yosi, halacha does fall like Reb Yosi. Again, that it's appropriate to say nesis kapayim by ne'ila, but not by mincha. Now, therefore, the Gemara asks, if that's true, that that's the halacha, so ve'idna, my time of parsa kahani yadaya b'minchasa d'tanisa. So what's taka the pshat? That today's day, by mincha, the kahanim do nesis kapayim by tainis. If we said halacha zaga b'yisi, who says that by tainis, we do not do nesis kapayim on mincha. So that Gemara answers, kivin the besamach l'shkeis hachama kapashi. Since the minig is today, that we have mincha very later into the day, when it's right before shkeis hachama, and they don't go to shul as they had previously done, which is earlier in the day, by mincha g'dayla, 6.5 hours into the day, therefore, ketfilas ne'ila damya, it's similar to the tefillah of ne'ila because now people are not going to go ahead and compare it to the regular minchas of every single day because generally people daven mincha earlier in the day. Now, since they're doing it later in the day, it has the same characteristics as ne'ila, which is very different than regular mincha, and therefore not going to come to confuse with regular mincha, and therefore since there's a tainis, there's no concern about shikras, and therefore today, even by mincha, we're doing the nesis kapayim. Now the Gemara wonders, however, the kule alma mias, but one thing we see from all the opinions is a shikur asur nesis kapayim, that at least someone that's intoxicated is for sure not allowed to do nesis kapayim, because even Reb Meir, who says that we do old tefillahs on a tainis, is only because a tainis we don't eat and drink, and therefore there's no concern about shikras. But even he would be concerned regarding a day, which is a regular day, of not doing it by mincha because of concern about shikras. Menonim Elisa, the Gemara asks, for where do we know this, that a kohen that's intoxicated, not to the point of where he is shikrus v'shalayda, where it's, his tefillah would be te'eva, that he can't do nesis kapayim. Some of Shimon Levi and Shimon Kapar says, "Lama nismacha pashas kohen mevarich? Why is it that the Birkas kohenim, where it says kohen sevorches bnei Yisrael, amar lehem, this is in Bamidbar Perek Vav, why is that near leparshas nazar? So the parsha of the nazar, who is an individual that took an oath that is not going to take, drink any wine or have any derivative of the grape." So Leimet comes to tell you, because man nazar asabayayin, just like the nazar is forbidden a wine, af kohen mevarach asabayayin, so to the kohen who's doing birkas kohanim, it's forbidden to drink wine. Now that, the Gemara asks, maskev l'avud, Reb Zera, v'amrilan, some say, it was Oishi bar Zavda, says, wait a second, iman nazar, if you're comparing it to a nazar, who's asabacharzen, who he's forbidden even to consume a grape seed, any derivative of the grape, so naf kohen mevarach asabacharzen. And even the kohen who's doing birkas kohanim not only shouldn't be able to be intoxicated, he shouldn't be able to eat grapes before he goes to do birkas kohanim. So on that, Amir Yitzchak, he says, no, Amakra, there's a pasuk in the Devarim there says, l'sharsai, to serve Hashem, ulevarach bishmai, and to bless him in his name. And therefore, the comparison is between the two of misharis, of doing the avodah, and birkas kohanim, and that is mamisharis, just like someone that's doing the avodah. That is muta b'charetzen, he's permitted to have the grape seed, because it's only forbidden for him to be intoxicated for with wine, as the pasuk says, yain v'shecher al teish, that he can't drink wine and hard liquor. But that is, the charetzen itself would be permitted. Saf koin mevarach muta b'charetzen. Therefore, that comparison says that the one who's doing birkas kohanim is also permitted in the grape seed. Now, the Gemara continues the topic of Zayin Med Aleph and asks, if that's the case, well then, imam mishris, if you're comparing it to misharis, if you're comparing it to the one that's doing the avayda, who balmum loy, if he has a blemish, he's not allowed to do the avayda, so then someone that's a kind that wants to do birkas kohanim, if he has a blemish, should also be forbidden. And the Gemara says, no, Hayeskesh l'Nazir. That's how we said before, that there's a comparison to Nazir, who has no problem being a Nazir if he has a mum. So too over here by Berachas Kehanim. So that the Gemara asks, well, my chaza demakshir l'kula, where do you see fit that all the comparisons you're making are leniencies? Akash l'chumra, make it to stringency. Maybe we should compare it to Misharis, that you can't have a mum. And maybe we should compare it to the Nazir, as we said, that not only is forbidden in wine, but even to the grape seed. The Gemara answers, Asmachta ninu midrabanan. Truthfully, this halach is only rabbinic, and it's just allusions to it in the pasuk. And therefore, l'kula, therefore we go leniency. It's a biblical halacha, it's a rabbinic halacha, and therefore we go with it more lenient. And therefore we say that he's only forbidden with intoxicated, and therefore he's not going to be a problem if he has a blemish to do birchas kehanim.